In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear families, happy feast day. The feast of the Holy Family comes after Christmas. After Christmas, when a lot of us have started to overdose on family. In fact, after so many parties and cooking and visiting and obligations and expectations and disappointments, some of you have had about as much family as they can take. I heard and I know that many parents are happy to see kids back to school. But then comes this feast, the feast of the Holy Family. We are challenged to look at what it means to be family. And our eyes once again turn toward the manger, the nativity scene. During this time of year, we tend to sentimentalize the Holy Family. They become figures of plaster and paper, not flesh and blood. But we forget they were not different from us. They were holy, yes, but they were also human. The story of the Holy Family is a story of a life not always turning out the way we expected. It is a story of a young mother conceiving a child before she lived in the same home with her husband. It is a story of an anxious husband confronting scandal. It is a story of a family forced to become refugees in the land that once held their ancestors as slaves. As we see in today's gospel, it is a story of a missing child and days of anxious searching by his parents. But there is even more. 21 years later came his violent death. One his mother watched with helplessness and unimaginable sorrow. This family was holy, but it was also human. We need these reminders, especially now. The church calendar shows us that the Christmas season is one of light, but also of shadow. The day after Christmas, we celebrate the feast of the first martyr, Saint Stephen. Then, a couple days later, we mark the feast of the Holy Innocents, the children under two killed by Herod. The joy of Christ's birth is suddenly tempered by tragic reminders of what the incarnation cost, and the Holy Family shared in that. We saw that vividly just after Christmas. In the manger, the Mother Mary, with her beautiful maternal sight, looks down at a life beginning. At the foot of the cross, the Mother Mary, with a beautiful maternal sight, looks up at a life ending. It is just a few steps from the wood of the manger to the wood of the cross. But in so many ways, the two singular events are inseparable. One led inevitably to the other. Joy and sorrow are almost side by side, linked by sacrifice, linked by faith, linked by love. It is the story of our salvation. And it is the story of the Holy Family. The juxtaposition of those two images in the church, the manger and the crucifix in the middle of the altar, serves as a powerful lesson for this feast. We realize that when we speak of the Holy Family, we speak of a family that struggled and suffered, like so many of us. But this family also knew profound hope. They trusted completely in God. They call all of us to that kind of trust, and not just in difficult times. And they are with us. In our own time, they stand beside all who worry, all who struggle, all who search, all who pray. The Holy Family stands beside parents anxious about their children, worrying for their welfare, worrying for their faith. They walk with people separated from those they love. They comfort the scorned and offer compassion to any mother or father grieving over a child. The Holy Family shares our burdens, but they also uplift us by their example. Jesus, Mary, Joseph were never alone. They endured through the grace of God. They prayed, they hoped, they trusted in God's will. We might ask ourselves where we can find that peace, that kind of peace and purpose in our own families, sometimes broken, in our own lives, sometimes broken. One answer is in St. Paul's beautiful letter we read today. But St. Paul was not writing about romantic love. This letter is about how to form a healthy and holy Catholic community. And from his words, we can draw lessons about how to form a healthy and holy Christian family with those God gave us and those who have chosen. Put on compassion, St. Paul tells us. Kindness, lowliness, meekness, patience, forgiveness, and love. Without that, family life is like the hell on earth. When we think those virtues are hard or even impossible, when we find ourselves overwhelmed, We need to remember where we look today and remember to look toward the manger, which has remained in your house until February 2nd. There is our model for living, Jesus, Mary, and Saint Joseph. But we need to see them in full, remembering the closeness of the cross. That was their life, and it's ours too. Yet through all their hardships, in a time of anxiety and difficulty and persecution and tragedy, a time very much like our own, they showed us how to be people of faith, people of forgiveness, people of love. They show us, in other words, how to be holy. Happy Feast Day. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.